A federal appeals court has sided with United Cook Inlet Drifters Association, or UCIDA, in a lawsuit seeking to return Cook Inlet salmon management to federal fisheries control. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled this week to send the suit back to federal district court to have an earlier judgment entered in favor of the commercial fishing organization. The suit, filed in 2013, charges state salmon management disregards certain regulations of the Magnuson-Stevens Act, resulting in under-harvesting of inlet salmon. UCIDA Vice President Eric Hibbs says the organization filed suit after a North Pacific Fishery Management Council decision removed Cook Inlet salmon from the federal management plan.
We do not want federal management of salmon in Cook Inlet. What we do want to see is that the management of salmon in Cook Inlet, the management plans have to comply with the federal standards within the Magnuson-Stevens Act.
Hibbs says the decision requires the council to go back and work with the state on a salmon management plan for Cook Inlet that complies with the Magnuson-Stevens Act and then delegate day-to-day management back to the state.
Well, it will certainly take time to construct a proper fishery management plan for this area, and it's unlikely that that could be done prior to next season, so we'll need to work together with the managers, with National Marine Fisheries Service, and with the state of Alaska, and come up with some interim agreement.
Chris Oliver, executive director of the council, says he is not able to comment on the Ninth Circuit decision until there is time to confer with other federal agencies on the meaning. State Department of Fish and Game officials did not return calls for comment by news time.